Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 505 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about how I was all by myself with Lucy this past weekend. We're going to talk about Melanie and her trip to the ranch this past weekend. And we're also going to talk about some coverage that I would really, I think, like to see added to SEC Media Days. I don't know, it probably will never happen, but we're going to talk about that too. We would be so happy for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our two most recent episodes are a conversation with our friend and Texas A&M head basketball coach, Joni Taylor. And we also have an episode about a few things where we are willing to splurge, where we will hang back and save money so we can splurge in these particular areas. It was a ton of fun, super lighthearted. As always, we are so happy for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Finally, we have a live show in Dallas, Texas on Thursday, November 5th. There are just a few tickets left, and we would love for you to be there. So be sure to check out that link as well. Alrighty, y'all. Thanks so much for being here, and hope you enjoy episode 505. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
I was alone, all by myself, just Lucy and me this past weekend. I just wanted to say that from the jump.
That's Listen, tell us what that was like. What is that life like?
That life is really just a lot of time in pajamas. Mm-hmm. No, I did not put on, like, respectable clothes. I feel like until yesterday morning when I went to church. Mm-hmm. I did a lot of laundry. I did a lot of hanging out with Lucy. I didn't really even watch that much television. I was quiet. It was so quiet. And I am a person who every once in a while, I relish the quiet.
Yes.
And so David was gone all last week because he had a work thing. And then Alex left and went up and met him in Maine. And so after Alex left, I was just like, it's been a little bit of time since I was by myself in the house. And so I just hung out with Lucy and I read and I played June's Journey and, just really tried to relax. I also, because our bathroom is really like four tiny things from being all the way finished.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I had this sort of notion that I needed to change the linens in the guest room because this bathroom is in between Alex's room and the guest room.
Okay.
But if you're going to that bathroom from the hallway, you're going to go in the guest room doorway mm-hmm. first just because Alex is at the end of the hall. Anyway, I was like, I need to change the linens to kind of coordinate a little bit better with the bathroom. Not to match, but all that to say, I worked on that a little bit. Yeah, just my little projects that I do better when I'm by myself. So
listen, I love it.
I know, but everybody's home now. I picked them up from the airport this morning.
Okay.
And Alex is headed out to do a couple of things this afternoon. David is back at work, and so we'll be back to normal. I did though earlier. Well, before Alex left, I went to Mississippi for a funeral last Thursday for a friend of mine from college. Her daddy died. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to Emma Kate when I was driving. Emma Kate is my roommate from college, if people don't know. And anyway, she was driving from Tupelo. I was driving from here. And while we were on the phone, she said, well, I'm in Meridian, mm-hmm. and which is my hometown. And I said, well, I'm almost in Meridian. And so we were like, huh? And I said, well, pull over and you can get in the car with me and we'll go the rest of the way to Hattiesburg.
So much fun.
So she pulled into Chick-fil-A. She got in the car with me. And I thought about you and Gully because I don't think we took a breath.
No.
I think we talked and we chased a whole lot of rabbits, but we covered a whole lot of ground.
Yep.
We talked the whole way to Hattiesburg, of course. We went to the funeral, which was the sweetest funeral. And went to the graveside. And then afterwards, we got a quick bite to eat with our friends, Katie and Elise. and then got back in the car, drove back to Meridian, talked the whole way back to Meridian, and then Emma-Kate headed back to Tupelo, and I came back here.
I love
so that. So it was a little unexpected quality time, you know, in the middle of the week. So
listen, car time is the best time. I feel like any time really we can get in the car together, it's like if your throat doesn't hurt by the time you've been in the car with a friend... You haven't done it right.
I have. I may not be able to talk on Friday. You know, I mean, I may be hoarse. But man, we got some things solved, handled, covered, caught up, and it was kind of a treat because it wasn't expected. We didn't know that that was going to be the way that the day played out. So I loved doing that. And I also, at that funeral, I heard as the pastor, no, it was one. It was the man who gave the eulogy, was talking about Tracy's daddy. And he was talking about how they knew each other in high school. And Tracy's daddy was a great high school athlete. And he was talking about him in the high school where they went to school. And he referred to Tracy's daddy, the high school version of him, as the stud duck of the pond. I've never heard anything I loved more.
No, listen, what a thing to have said about you. I know. You know,
like, and I told Tracy even the next day, I texted her and I just said stud duck of the pond. I'll never forget it as long as I live. Like, what a great description of a high school athlete who has everything tracking in the right direction for them, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway.
Oh my gosh, that is hilarious.
I loved it. So anyway, so that was that. You know, played Mahjong last Wednesday night. That was a ton of fun. I did not do well at all. And I couldn't get my mind, I couldn't wrap my head around what I was trying to do. I was sort of out of it before I even got in it.
Yeah. So you got to be sharp for Mahjong.
You got to be sharp.
You got to use your brain.
I'm playing again this Friday night. And so I have high hopes that I'm going to have a better sort of game day disposition. You know, I'm going to be a little bit more in it to win it. But anyway, what's been going on there?
You know, one of the things I remember most about our school years wasn't just shopping for backpacks or figuring out schedules and all those things. It was all the conversations that we had about friendship and how to be kind and how to include people and what to do when you were hurt. These are just pivotal years for our kids, and that's why we wanted to tell you about Heart Your Haters, a devotional series in the Dwell Bible app from resilience educator Dr. Brooks Gibbs. If you've listened to us for a while, you know we're big fans of Dwell. It's the audio Bible app that makes it easy to stay rooted in Scripture, whether you're driving or walking or folding laundry or just trying to fit God's Word into a busy day. This new devotional is designed for students and takes Jesus' teaching about loving your enemies and makes it super practical. Brooks walks through real-life situations kids face, hurt feelings and exclusion, difficult classmates, online conflict, and helps them respond with wisdom, confidence, and grace that's grounded in Scripture. Whether your own kids are heading back to school, or you're thinking about grandkids or nieces, nephews, or other family members that you love, this is such a meaningful resource to share. Heart Your Haters is available now in the Dwell app, and you can get up to 50% off at dwellbible.com/bigboo. That's dwellbible.com/bigboo. You'll also find that link in our show notes. I'm kind of the opposite. I feel like everybody left yesterday. I felt like we had a house full this weekend and a lot going on, but it was so fun. Caroline had been home, and she and I went, I will say, Friday during the day, and I told you about this, and listen, I'm just going to go ahead and say it on the podcast, even though it's one of those things that I kind of want to gatekeep because I don't want everybody to know about it, but
yeah,
I'm going to share it. But there is a thing, there's a website called resortpass.com. And you can, for your city or whatever city you're visiting, you can pull up and there are all kinds of hotels, spas, resorts that will let you buy a day pass to just go there for the day. And so we decided Friday we wanted to have a pool day. And so we did resort pass and it was so nice. And so, and there are different price points depending on how fancy or whatever, but we went to the Minger Hotel is where we went, which is an old historic hotel here. And we couldn't figure out, I'm just going to say that the clientele by the pool was interesting.
Okay.
A lot of tattoos.
Okay.
But like older tattoos, you know what I mean? Like a lot of people like kind of my age and older, lot of bikinis, lot of 80s music playing. And I really, being at that older hotel, I was like, I could be in high school. Like, this feels like, Caroline was like, it feels like we're in a time warp. Okay. Then we found out later that AC/DC was in concert at the Alamo Dome Friday night, and that explained a whole lot of stuff about that crowd.
I can see it all much more clearly now.
See? Mm-hmm. We knew. Mm-hmm. We didn't know that. So we knew Caroline was going to, Lord Huron was at the Majestic, so she was going to that concert. We didn't know about AC/DC. So I was like, well, that clarifies a lot of stuff for us. So that was fun. And then I came home and Perry and I were having our friends Dave and Kat over for dinner Friday night. So I started kind of getting ready for that. I'm going to tell you that I made the chocolate sheet cake of my life.
Oh, tell me more.
It's Beth Moore's recipe, which we're going to circle back around to Beth Moore in a minute, but it's her recipe from that Siesta Fiesta cookbook that came out forever ago. But something about it, maybe it's because I haven't been baking as much because we've been trying to eat healthy, but it was like, when I took my first bite, I was like, I want to eat this whole cake. I'm going to finish the entire cake.
Texas cake a couple of weeks ago and I had the same reaction where I was like, oh, I forgot how good this is.
Yeah. Mm. It was just, man, it was like, and I had almost undercooked it just a little bit.
Yes.
So it was just that chocolate gooey. Oh
yes,
my gosh.
Ma'am. That's delicious.
So I did that. Caroline and her friend Caroline went to their concert and so the girls were gone. We had a great dinner with our friends. And then Saturday, the girls wanted to go to the ranch. And so I decided I would go to the ranch, even though I knew it was going to be 174 degrees.
Oh.
But I was like, oh, I'll go. How bad could it be? I'm going to tell you, it could be as bad as I thought it was going to be. Because it was so...
Actually pretty bad. I'm betting.
It was so hot. And I stayed in the house the majority of the time. But I need you to know that apparently we've got a septic tank snake issue again because there was a snake skin in the house. So I was like, so I don't feel comfortable being in the house. So what am I supposed to do? And then we went fishing and I put it up on Instagram. But because of all the rain, which listen, I'm so thankful for the rain. But first of all, the grass at the ranch is up to my waist right now, which is very unsettling for a lot of reasons. And also the weeds in the tanks where we fish. That's what Mabel, she was like an alligator. Like just, it was like a swamp. So, anyway, that wasn't my favorite, but I was fishing next to one of Caroline's friends that was there, and she caught a fish, and she couldn't get the hook out because the fish had really swallowed it. And she was like, can you help me with this? And I was like, sure, because I can usually get a fish off the hook. And I was in the middle of doing it, and I'm telling you, I was struggling. And she was like, oh, my gosh, your nails look so good. And I was like, thank you. Thank you.
She holds multitudes. Everyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, so we did that. It was really fun. And then kind of just, I mean, everybody came back here. We were all exhausted from the heat and the tired and just kind of hung out. And so that was it. And then Caroline drove back yesterday and that's it. But I'm going to tell you something. So last night, I did not sleep at all last night. I don't know why. Who knows? I was hot. I couldn't get comfortable. I had a different stupid stuff on my mind. But when I did fall asleep, I had the most vivid dream. Like I woke up stressed out this morning. And listen, I know everybody's like, we don't care about hearing about your dream. But this specific thing you need to hear, because what I dreamed was, is that you and I were invited to like this ministry retirement party that they were having for Beth Moore.
Okay.
And we were invited. And when we got there, you told me that they had asked you to compose an original song to pay tribute to her.
Oh, my word.
And I don't know where that came from.
I don't either. Had I written a song?
You were working on it. And I'm going to tell you that I had some concerns. And that's why I was so stressed out, because you were like, and I wish I could remember, but you were reading some lyrics to me and I was thinking, that's not good. Like it's not.
Oh, bless it. Bless. You really need to, have you told Beth this yet?
I haven't, no, because I know she's like, I think on her cruise right now, and so I didn't want to bother her, but it was so vivid. And what I remember specifically is you were trying really hard to find something to rhyme with ministry. That was the whole.
It was probably Schministry.
Schministry.
But it was one of those, you know how you wake up and you're like, and then I was so relieved. I was like, oh, thank God that Sophie's not having to write that song, because I was so stressed out for you.
Because you knew it was going to be bad. I can't write creatively in that way.
Well, and just musically, like to make it all flow, like, yeah, you know, but it, anyway, and you were really hung up on what rhymed with ministry, and I...
And that also feels right that I would get really hung up on one thing.
Yes. Like, not that you have to do an entire song.
Not that I have to write the whole song, but mm-hmm. I would hone in on that one thing and say, oh, I don't know how to rhyme with ministry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, I was really relieved for you this morning when I woke up and realized that this was
relieved
not a reality.
Yeah.
I know. It was stressful. It was stressful.
I certainly am. Mm-hmm.
One of the things I do not want to be without in this heat is my Element. I took it with me to the ranch this weekend because it helps me stay hydrated. It totally keeps me from getting overheated and getting that middle of the day headache, because Element helps you stay hydrated no matter what, without the sketchy ingredients and sugar that are in other popular electrolyte and sports drinks. Lemonade iced tea is my absolute favorite this summer. It's like the perfect little pick-me-up. It tastes delicious. I reach for it anytime that I need a little afternoon pick-me-up. And here's the best part. It uses a full black tea extract, so it's not isolated caffeine, plus a meaningful dose of electrolytes free of sugar, artificial colors, and other ingredients that you want to avoid. But it's built on the same formula as Element's core drink mix, sodium, potassium, and magnesium at levels shown to support optimal hydration. So the result is a noticeably steady feeling, less spike, less drop, without the crash that comes from most caffeinated drinks. You can get a free 8-count sample pack of Element's most popular drink mix flavors with any purchase at drinklmnt.com/boo. Find your favorite flavor or share with a friend. Try Element totally risk-free. If you don't like it, they'll refund your order, no questions asked.
We had so much rain here this weekend. That's one reason why I never got out of my pajamas. We had so much rain. And again, like, I'm not accustomed to getting this much rain in July. Mm-hmm. I'm not accustomed to things still being so green in July, because we have had so much rain. But as a person who has a new dog who has a lot of fur, I had forgotten about the process of drying off a dog who has a lot of fur when you come back inside. And one of Lucy's little quirks is that when you take her outside, she goes and, you know, she does what she needs to do. And as you walk, sometimes she will just decide that she wants to stop and lie down. And she just needs like 5 to 8 seconds, and then she's ready to go again. But man, I just like the drying the dog, that was a whole thing. And so then I've vacuumed more in the last week than I have really ever, because one, Hazel hated the vacuum and would try to attack it. Lucy doesn't love the vacuum, but she doesn't try to attack it. But it's a necessity because of the dog hair.
Yeah.
And so, and I am going to get her sheared a little bit, hopefully sometime this week, but still, you know, it's just, it's part of what happens with the golden retriever. And so anyway, I'm trying to kind of work out a routine with all that, so that I just have a time every day when I pull out the vacuum. It's not hard.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's different. So
yeah, you didn't have to worry about it because Hazel had short hair.
Yes.
And so yeah, I've always thought that to me is my only objection. Listen, that's a truck driving by. I know you just heard it.
I did.
That's what it was. No, but that's my only objection to a golden retriever is the fur. Like, I know that that would be a deal. And so, and it's just, plus it also gets so hot here. I feel bad for them. But I have been being fed a lot of ads about a cooling mat for dogs. Have you been seeing these?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's a whole thing. It's probably AI. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I take Mabel on walks and I worry about us getting too hot or about her getting too hot. But apparently there's all these like cooling mat beds, because dogs, so if you see what the ad tells me, is dogs' body temperature is always 101 degrees.
Okay.
And, you know, they don't sweat like we do. And so if you notice that your dog gets up and moves around a lot looking for a cool spot, what they may need is this cooling pad. This is not an ad. This is an ad that I keep being fed on Instagram.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know about this, but now I'm sure, because my computer has heard you talk about it, I bet I start to see them.
Yeah. So it'll pop up. So anyway.
Okay. So anyway, so Lucy and I had quite a time, you know, navigating the rain and the damp ground and all the stuff that goes along with that. But
she is very much, I think, getting more and more used to us. And as far as the dog hair goes, Tiffany keeps Oakley cut in a way where she still looks very much like a golden, but she doesn't have all the fur like on her undercarriage.
Okay,
I used that word earlier this week, and Steph said, "You said undercarriage." I was like, I don't know how else to say it.
What else do you say?
She was like, her belly. And I was like, well, that sounds weird.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to talk about this. But, and so I'm hoping that if I have a picture of Oakley, that'll kind of give some direction.
Oh, that's good.
Because Oakley didn't have as much, like, long hair as what Lucy does. So anyway, all that to say that we've had a delightful weekend, despite the rain, and now I will certainly be on the lookout. Should I see a word that rhymes with ministry?
Yes.
Should such a challenge exist in real life at some point?
Yes, just in case. Mm-hmm. So, and now I watched. I am all caught up on because the other episodes have not released yet, which I did not realize. But I took your recommendation because you had mentioned this to me, and on BritBox, I am watching Woman of Substance,
which I still have not watched, but I want to, and I'm gonna
listen. It's a combination. This is what I told you about it after I watched the first episode. One of the things I love about it is it's very much shot to look like a 70s miniseries. Like, mm-hmm. It reminds me of the 70s and 80s miniseries that, like, my parents and grandparents would watch on TV. Like, it just has that whole look to it.
Yes.
To the point that when I started it, I, like, went and I was like, is this the 2026? Am I watching the right thing? But then it flashes back to young Emma Hart. And so then it's got this whole Downton Abbey-esque vibe to it.
Oh, okay.
So it's really the best of all worlds. Now, I have some concerns about Emma Hart. I feel like she's making some bad decisions. I see where she is a woman of substance. I don't know. I've really enjoyed it. I think there's two episodes left. So, and then somebody recommended to me, while I had BritBox, because you can do, I guess you can subscribe to BritBox. I did like a 7-day trial on Amazon Prime, through Amazon. But there's another show called The Other Bennett Sister. And it is based on Pride and Prejudice. And I don't know, I'm one episode in, but it's really good. Like, I really am enjoying that. And then I watched on Saturday night after we got back from the ranch, because I just wanted to sit and watch something. I watched Song Sung Blue on Netflix. Have you watched that?
I have not.
Listen, with Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson, and first of all, it's sad. I'm going to tell you that.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
It's sad, but it's good. I mean, Kate Hudson is amazing in it, like really amazing. And it's a fascinating story. It's based on a true story about Lightning and Thunder, who did like this whole Neil Diamond cover act. You know, I love Neil Diamond.
So
the music in it is fantastic. But here's where I have a problem. And I want to know if there's anybody like this that you have a problem with. Hugh Jackman is hard for me.
Okay.
Because he's just, no matter what he plays, he's just Hugh Jackman.
It's Hugh Jackman is Hugh Jackman in, that's how I feel about Tom Cruise. I feel like Tom Cruise is always Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible. He's Tom Cruise in, and I know he's got some movie coming out that's supposed to be this big, rich character piece later, but he'll still be Tom Cruise to me.
Yeah.
You know.
I couldn't get past that he was Hugh Jackman. Like, I was like, I know he's supposed to be this, you know, Lightning character who's kind of a blue collar, like army vet, whatever. But like I think maybe it's because the way he talks, like the way he sounds is so distinctive.
Yeah. And his personality is so distinctive, I feel like.
That you just can't, I'm like, I just the whole time I was like, this is Hugh Jackman. I couldn't immerse myself. Whereas Kate Hudson, I was fully able, I thought she did a great job. So I don't know. I was like, it's my own personal Hugh Jackman hang up. It's not his lack of talent or ability, heaven knows.
Yeah.
I just thought it's weird how there are certain people where I'm like, I can't get past this is who you are.
Yeah. You know, we saw The Music Man when Hugh Jackman and Sutton Foster were in it, and I was saying with that. Because, but you know, you don't care. It's a musical, but it's just like, I know he's playing a character, but really what I'm watching here is Hugh Jackman.
Yes.
It's hard. I get that where it's a little hard to make the leap into a character with mm-hmm. him. And he always does big, showy characters as
That's
a role.
It.
He doesn't really do a lot of like sort of internal, mm-hmm. kind of small character parts, you know, or subdued character parts. He's always playing sort of the biggest guy in the room, the biggest yeah. personality in the room.
So true.
Seems like the biggest personality in the room just as a person. So
yeah,
I get that.
Yeah, and that's how this seemed. So, but it was good. Especially if you like Neil Diamond, totally worth watching for sure. One of the things I've noticed about myself as I've gotten older is when I want to go to the doctor, I want specific information. What supplements do I need to be on? What do I need to be doing to make myself healthier or to feel better? What are some answers to the problems that I'm having? And so this is why I love Superpower. They send a licensed professional to your home, or you can visit a nearby lab, and it's one simple blood draw with over 100 biomarkers, which is way more than what you usually get. And it unlocks a real understanding of your body. So their app includes detailed information on your heart, your liver, thyroid, hormones, metabolism, vitamin mineral levels, and even environmental toxins. So from disease prevention to treating that annoying brain fog or just optimizing your health, Superpower is the most comprehensive and advanced system out there. Because I want to know, what supplements do I need? How much sleep do I need? What should my diet focus on? So I love having this actionable health plan that'll actually tell me what I need to do that's good for me. So you get recommendations, prescription suggestions like peptides can be bought through Superpower, so you don't have to go anywhere else. They'll give you lifestyle and behavioral adjustments. It's kind of one-stop shopping for your health. And it doesn't just give you a one-time snapshot. It tracks your results over your lifetime. So each test builds on the last, so you can actually see progress year after year. You can get insights into 100 plus of your biomarkers. So you get a personalized protocol. You visualize all your health data in one place. So make this year the year that you stop guessing about your health with Superpower. For a limited time, our listeners get $20 off to unlock their new health intelligence. Head over to superpower.com and use code BIGBOO for $20 off your membership. That's code BIGBOO, and after you sign up, they'll ask how you heard about Superpower. Do us a favor, tell them the Big Boo Cast sent you, and support the show.
I didn't realize, I watched The Testaments, which is the sequel to, or the sort of a spinoff from Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, okay.
And I had seen the first maybe 5 episodes of that, and I didn't know that there were more. And so I turned on Hulu just to see if there was anything new that looked good. And I realized that there were 3 episodes of The Testaments I hadn't seen. And so I watched those maybe Saturday. And it's, if you have watched The Handmaid's Tale, it's really good. I mean, it's like the young women who are in it are really good, and it stands on its own in terms of being a spinoff, and certainly I've enjoyed it more than I enjoyed the last couple of seasons of Handmaid's Tale.
Okay.
So anyway, so I finished that, and then other than that, I just caught up on Bravo, because you know there's something about catching up on Bravo when there is no one in your house. Not that anybody judges me, but like nobody else in my house enjoys it. So I really love when I get to watch all of my Bravo shows just sort of alone, you know?
Yeah, for
sure.
And
I don't feel like it's disruptive to, you know, anybody's work day or what have you. So I caught up on Real Housewives of Atlanta. I caught up on In the City. I watched the first part of the reunion. I caught up on Next Gen NYC, which is really a show where absolutely nothing happens, but okay, I'm watching it because, you know, I watched the first season, and I caught up on Real Housewives of Orange County.
So you got some TV handled.
I actually watched more than I think I thought I did now that I've listed all of that. So
yeah.
Anyway,
but when you're alone, that's like the best, because I'm already like thinking about, because I know at some point in the next week I'm going to be by myself, and I'm like, what all am I going to watch?
Mm-hmm.
You know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely, yeah.
Really excited about it. I have a plan. I may chart it out, you know?
Now, I somehow ran across on social media, you know, we had SEC Media Days last week, which I love, just because I love to see what everybody's wearing.
Mm-hmm.
I find that to be great fun. Also, like, low-key, probably there's things that people wear that I don't necessarily like, but I don't ever want to be mean. So yeah. I just, you know, try to find something positive to say. But anyway, I had done all of that last week, kept up with all of that, really, really enjoyed it. And so I was on Instagram a good bit, just, you know, especially that during the daytime because I was doing the media day stuff. Mm-hmm. And somehow what started to get fed to me on my social media was a lot of content with Marcelo Hernandez and Kevin Hart, because they have a new movie called 72 Hours that is about a bachelor party. I don't really know. And it's Marcelo Hernandez is like a young guy, and there are other young guys. And then Kevin Hart, this will make you feel ancient. Kevin Hart's like the old man who gets dragged into the festivities. I saw a series of interviews that they've done with different media outlets, and Marcelo Hernandez has this thing he's doing where he's doing like impersonations of Kevin Hart, and it's much more like it's not that he's trying to replicate his voice. It's just that he's really got sort of the cadence of his speech and the words that he emphasizes down pat. Mm-hmm. And watching those two get so tickled with each other really brought me a lot of joy. And
I love that.
I don't know that I'll see their movie, but I have enjoyed the back and forth between them that I have seen on their interviews. It's been very fun to watch.
Okay, that's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm, I know, it was fun. I wasn't looking for it, but it found me. And so I was delighted to see it. And then I think besides that, I don't know that anything else has really jumped out at me in terms of social media or anything like that. But anyway, thank you, Marcelo and Kevin.
Well, it's like, here's the thing. We all have this, not we all, because some people don't care about the sports. But for those of us that do care about the sports, we're in what's called just the void. It's the void of nothingness right now.
Sure.
And so it's like there's just nothing until like Perry last night. He's like, when does college football start? And I was like, it starts August 29th. And so, but it's like, it's just, there's just nothing. Like even Saturday, like I love to have some sort of game or something.
I know. And the World Cup's over.
That's it. In the background. Yes. And like even at our gym, they always have on like something. Like it feels like there's always some whatever. And I'm going to tell you that last week they had on curling. And I thought, well, this is,
that's a
this really tells you, this really tells you where we are right now.
I will say, I've thought about this a good bit. The thing that I really, you know, as much as I love to look at the jackets and the ties and, you know, what Alyssa Lange has done on a given day to be comfortable while she is also at the anchor desk, I really want to have an honest discussion with men in the media about how they're managing their hair situation.
Oh, okay.
And here's the deal. I don't, if somebody feels like they need to add a little something extra up top, I mean, like my Aunt Choxie would, you know, you could tell her on any given day, hey, your hair looks great. And she'd say, thanks. My hairdresser put a piece in when I went to go get it fixed.
Yeah.
And I would like to have honest conversations with some of the people in sports media and the sports world about how they are maybe adding to what we would just say, hey, I got some extensions. I would love it if a guy would just say, hey, you know what? I didn't like what my hairline was doing, so I've just filled in a bit. Mm-hmm. I would love to have that honest conversation. No shame in anybody's game. Do what you need to do to make you feel good.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of times when we feel like we look better, we feel better. But I it feels like a little bit of a charade, Melanie.
It is a charade. You were right.
Are showing up like, you know, one season later, and it's like something miraculous has happened.
Mm-hmm.
When I think what was maybe so miraculous is just they went to somebody and said, "Hey, can you help me out here?" Anyway, and I wanted to do a deep dive on this with Cole, but I didn't want to put him in that position.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
That's fair.
Like that's not fair because these are his co-workers and colleagues and what have you. But man, I would love to really get sort of the lowdown on how that process works and what does it take to maintain it also, you know, like what are you in for? I go in every 6 weeks and get a new partial set of foils personally, you know, to cover up my gray and whatnot. But I'd love to know what some of our sports media people and coaches are doing in that regard. But I don't think that's a conversation I'm going to get.
They don't really want to have that conversation.
Which is a shame. It could be so fun. I saw John Cena on Amy Poehler's podcast said he'd gotten transplants for the second time.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe it wasn't Amy Poehler's podcast, but somewhere he'd gotten hair transplants for the second time. I just think, let's talk about it. Let's normalize it. Let's get it all out in the open, you know?
Let's do it. This weekend, I was kind of straightening up around the house, and I started thinking about cleaning products because I thought, here's the thing. We use them every single day on the counters where I make our food, the laundry detergent that I put our clothes in, the floors. Maybe you have little kids that crawl around on. So it's the perfect time to ask a simple but important question. Do you actually know what you're cleaning your home with and how it might be affecting how you feel? It sounds small, but the products in your environment play a huge role in your overall well-being. So the problem is a lot of products look clean, but they still contain ingredients linked to hormone disruption and skin irritation and respiratory issues. And in the United States, cleaning brands don't even have to list every ingredient, so you don't even know what you're spraying and washing with things you've never knowingly bring into your home. This is why I love Branch Basics. Their premium starter kit comes with one powerful concentrate that makes everything. Laundry detergent, bathroom cleaner, glass cleaner, even pet wash and vegetable rinse. Just one plant and mineral-based formula replaces it all, and it's safe for babies, pets, and anyone wanting to reduce their daily exposure to harmful chemicals. And here's the good news. Branch Basics is now available everywhere you shop at Target, Target.com, Amazon, and of course, BranchBasics.com. Tossing the toxins has never been more convenient. And for anyone grabbing the premium starter kit, you can still get 15% off at BranchBasics.com with our code, BIGBOO. Just use code BIGBOO for 15% off the premium starter kit at BranchBasics.com. After you purchase, when they ask where you heard about them, please make sure to mention our show. I've heard from a source that I trust that a hair like doing that hair transplant is very painful. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I think it's very painful to do. I don't remember all the specifics because I kind of blocked it out when we were talking about it, but it did not sound like something like that I personally would want to do.
I'm going to tell you this. I could not. You talk about a procedure I could not watch because that's little holes.
Little holes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
In a pattern. So mm-hmm. I'm out. In your scalp. So I'm out again. So
now I have seen some people using online because, you know, my Instagram algorithm feeds me a lot of beauty tips and things like that because of what I look at. But I have seen a lot of people talking about, is it minoxidil? Is that what it's called?
I've gotten a lot of that too. Yes.
A lot of the minoxidil, but apparently once you start it, you can't stop. You got to keep going. And then I guess they have some sort of red light headdress that you can wear, like it's a mask, but it goes on your scalp and it's supposed to. So I don't know if anybody's doing that. You know, I don't know. I don't know if people just do you just get like an old fashioned toupee, like, you know,
which I honestly feel like, you know, if there was a time when I wanted to have a certain kind of hairstyle, I would absolutely wear a wig. Not like no ifs, ands or buts. You know, I just but again, I think there's a stigma when it comes to men that doesn't exist for women. And I think that's kind of dumb. I think men should talk about it freely.
Yeah.
I've just mostly been around guys who, like, I mean, when David started to lose his hair, he just shaved it mm-hmm. all off. You know, that kind of embraced it.
Yeah.
And so, I don't care one way or the other. I think bald is as great as a full head of hair. I'm mm-hmm. just interested in if you choose to modify the places where you're going bald, I would just like to know more about that because I'm curious.
Yeah, I agree. Well, and I think women now are so open about it. I mean, listen, everybody's getting some layer sewn into their hair now.
Absolutely,
you know, with extensions and all that stuff. And I would 100%, listen, I don't want the upkeep of extensions. I don't want to have to go and do that because gets into then it's like mm-hmm. the dentist for your hair, you know, where you're just, it's work.
And you
know?
Have to stay forever.
You stay forever.
And it's really, it can be really expensive. Yeah.
But if I had something like, if there was a big event where I really, like, if I wanted to have a great looking ponytail or like a really elaborate updo and somebody was like, we need to add in some hair, I'd be like, let's go. 100%. Yeah. No problem.
Have at it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, on that note, is it time for five favorites that doesn't include any kind of a hair piece as far as I can see?
time for five favorites. My first favorite this week is a new to me product, and this is a niche favorite because nobody will care unless they do something where they have to wear grip socks.
Okay.
But you know, I have to wear grip socks and Pilates.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had some that I really like, and your foot can really slide around on the inside. And because I have a tendency, let me just give everybody more information than they ever wanted. I have a tendency to overpronate, to roll my feet outward.
Okay, yes.
My friend Amy's always correcting that when I'm in Pilates. And so, anyway, I have to adjust my sock, my right sock in particular, a lot when I'm doing Pilates, just because I have to, you know, I don't want to slip. Anyway, these double sole quarter grip socks, that your foot doesn't slide around the inside of the sock. It's a much more stable situation if you're doing like for Pilates when you're trying to be stable in your sock feet. And so, because it keeps your foot from moving around as much on the inside. And I really like them. They're also, like, the cotton on them is great.
Okay.
But I really like these Pilates socks. And I've only gotten one pair, but I'm going to order more because I like them more than what I have been wearing. So the second thing, please don't mock me. This is going to seem really sad, but there is a product I did not know about. You know, we had in the bathroom that we've redone, it just had a shower curtain. And so when we redid it, we had the tub reglazed and we had glass doors done for the shower with a track up top. And so it looks so much better and so much more modern. But when they installed it, the glass guys, who also did mine and David's shower, but I don't remember them telling me this, they said, hey, give this glass one good cleaning, you know, like with a window cleaner. And then they said, get Rain-X shower door. Now, I didn't know about Rain-X shower door.
No, I don't either.
Listen, if people have glass shower doors, we've all been missing this. It's like Rain-X for your car, but I guess it's somehow different when it's for all glass. I don't know. Or maybe it's just Rain-X and they call it Rain-X shower door. Mm-hmm. I don't know the formulation. I'm just saying, if you are really interested in preserving the life of the glass in your shower and avoiding like soap scum streaks, all that kind of stuff, this is a dream. So I had no idea. And, you know, like, you know, I'm not one to give David like a to-do list or anything. Mm-hmm. But as you can imagine, when this came in, he was like, I got the Rain-X. I'll put the Rain-X on.
Oh,
you
for know how, sure.
That's right up his alley. But I just thought, how great, because, you know, they said you can certainly use a squeegee if you want to.
Yeah.
But this is a better way to really, you know, to guarantee that the water is going to run off the glass.
So how often do you use it?
I mean, you only have to do it. It says you can do it like once a month. Mm-hmm. I don't think that I will do it once a month, but I would say probably once a quarter.
Okay.
And that bathroom, I don't know. I haven't put it on the glass in our shower yet, but I'm gonna.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I feel like because David and I both use our bathroom, I feel like I'll get a better idea of how often.
Okay.
But anyway, but
listen, not only am I not making fun of you, I'm buying this right now. Except I just sent it to Caroline's apartment accidentally. So now I've got to cancel. But I am about to order it for myself.
Okay, well, good. Okay. That tells us what you've been using Amazon for the most recently. So, but I just thought, yes, because who doesn't want their shower to look good, you know?
Yeah.
And so,
oh, no, that's so good because it really does. We have such hard water here. And, like, it looks good when it's clean, but it's hard to keep it clean. And
yes.
I can't get into that squeegee life. I know people do it, but
either.
It's too much. It's too much.
It's more than I want to do. Third thing is, so I've redone the linens in the guest room because that's connected to the new bathroom. And I just wanted, and it was time. You know, it's also that kind of thing where in my head, I was like, I've just had these linens for a couple of years. But then the more I thought about it, I was like, no, I've had these linens for longer than that. But I wanted to do something a little bit more muted with some punches of orange on the bed. And so, because of the wallpaper in the bathroom. So, all that to say, after I got all that new stuff on the bed, I was like, I need some pillows, but I need something that's got some texture. You know how you just can just look and go, I need texture here. I don't need more pattern. There's plenty of pattern in this space, but I need texture. And I found on Amazon, but I didn't want to spend a bunch of money, by the way.
Yeah.
Because, one, we've just redone a bathroom, and two, I got a really good comforter because I feel like that's important for your guests and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I found on Amazon these natural, I'm going to read you the whole thing, natural Euro sham covers, 26 by 26 boho textured dot stripe chenille large square decorative throw pillowcases. All that to say, and then I bought the shells. I got some down alternative shells so you can, you know, chop them and put the chop in the pillow.
Yes.
I got those too from Amazon. But this is a great option, like for a bed. I got three of them.
Yeah.
If you need something for a bedroom and you don't want, they had all kinds of muted colors. Mm-hmm. I got just like a muted creamy brown situation, but a great option, much more affordable because pillows are expensive.
Yeah.
And anyway, I just want to pass that along if somebody's on the lookout or you need some, you know, some new pillows for the corners of a sofa or whatever.
Yes, this is genius.
Yes, this is a good option.
Okay.
The next thing is a beauty product, which I feel like I don't have those very often.
No.
But this is Tower 28, their Get Set pressed powder. It is, mm-hmm. It's been a minute since I had a pressed powder. But in the summertime, there's something about, I do like to set my makeup with a little bit of powder, but there's something about a loose powder in the summertime. Sometimes it makes me feel cakey.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah.
You know, just because you're hot. And so I just wanted something lighter. And this is a really good pressed powder. Of course, you can take it with you if you're, you know, going out for the night or whatever. But you can either use a brush or a puff. I like a brush and just to get a little bit, just to go, you know, like for me in my T-zone where I'm going to get maybe a little sweaty or, you know, things might look a little shiny on my chin. And but what I really like is it doesn't have a smell. So,
okay.
Three cheers right. for that.
Okay.
And my last thing, it's been a minute since I had a mascara in my favorites.
It has.
But I love, Lucy's drinking water, if you can hear.
I can't even hear.
I love this Makeup Forever Volume Artist Clump Free Mascara.
Oh.
I got this in the Sephora sale about a month ago. Just the thought, it had good ratings, and I thought, well, I'll try that. Here's what I love about it. You know, I have really fine eyelashes.
Mm-hmm.
This is very buildable. So what I have started to do is when I use it, I do three quick coats. The first one, I get a little, you know, just a little bit of color on my lashes. The mm-hmm. second one, I start to see some definition. And then the third one, I'm like, oh, I have eyelashes, right?
Yeah.
But because it doesn't clump, it doesn't streak under my eyes. And I love that it's buildable because a lot of times when mascaras are really, that for lack of a better word, like they're wet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I'm same.
I can't, I blink it off or blink it onto the bottom of my eyes or it gives way too much definition too early. And if I do a second coat, I start to get clumps because everything just goes together. So I love the consistency of this mascara.
Okay.
I love that it's buildable. And I love it. Also lasts, so it's one of my favorites. I've tried in a while. So.
Well, that is high praise. Mm-hmm. That is. I feel like you haven't really done a mascara in a long time.
Well, what I was doing is I was doing a first coat of the Edol, the Lancome,
mm-hmm.
and then I was doing a second coat of the One Size mascara. And so this enables me to just use one mascara, and I just do three quick coats, and it seems to work for me. So.
Well, I'm gonna listen. I don't feel like right now I can add yet another mascara to my. I feel like I need to be prudent in what I'm adding, considering that yesterday I had to throw out. I had about six tubes of various peachy pink lip glosses that I was like, you know what? I've OD'd on this, but I'm going to keep this in mind for the next time I need mascara.
Well, I like, if you have really fine eyelashes as I do, you'll understand what I mean when I say that sometimes a mascara can overwhelm my eyelashes. And
yes.
So this one does not.
Okay.
And so I really like it. Really like it.
Okay, well, those are great favorites. Listen, you gave us a variety of things. So,
well, I try. You know, it's not every week you can tell people about the wonders of Rain-X shower, but
no,
here
you
we
can't.
Are.
But it's your ministry, and
thank
as
you.
We know, nothing rhymes with that
except sh-ministry.
Sh-ministry. It's thank you for your sh-ministry ministry. We appreciate it.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, y'all, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. And we have a newish to us Patreon episode that came out last week with our friend Joni Taylor, who's the women's basketball coach at Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. And we have a Patreon episode where we talk about some things we think are splurge worthy.
Yes.
I didn't say, well, splurge worthy. And a live Q&A. We kind of crammed all the Patreon into the back half of July this time. And that's not necessarily how we like to roll, but that's just how we rolled this time.
Just, mm-hmm. Summer. It's just summer.
Summer.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. So, but anyway, we will see y'all back here next week.
Talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.